Tropical storm Isa Elias is racing through the Northeast this afternoon, and indeed it has been a very stormy day across eastern New York and western New England. We've had heavy rain through much of our area, gusty winds, and there have been some tornado warnings through the day. So we'll break it down issue by issue, and I'll start off with the tropical storm warning, which is in effect for Massachusetts, Connecticut, also the lower Hudson Valley. We've had quite a bit of wind this afternoon in those areas. On top of that, there is a tornado watch up for much of our area. This particular storm has a history of producing tornadoes. I mentioned a moment ago that we've had some tornado warnings already today, so you really need to pay attention to the weather in the coming hours and be sure that you have your phone nearby because that will alert you at the moment that a tornado warning is issued through the EAS system. On top of that threat, we also have had heavy rain, and we continue with a flash flood watch up through much of our area. And with these downpours coming through and quite a bit of rain in spots, there's certainly the potential for some areas of flooding as we go through late afternoon. Now, I mentioned this thing is moving quickly, and that means that the weather conditions will improve quickly as the storm lifts to the north. So the improvement will go from south to north. As we go through late afternoon into this evening, the storm should exit the North Country very likely by mid to late evening, and the wind will diminish as the storm exits the area, though it'll still be on the breezy side through the evening into the overnight hours. The potential for damaging winds will decrease as the storm moves out. And then we're set up for a couple of nice days, and if you happen to be in a situation where you have some damage to repair, the weather is not going to cause you any trouble tomorrow. We'll see temperatures up into the 70s and low 80s, so that's actually pretty comfortable. You know, the humidity will drop during the day, so we'll go from kind of a muggy feel to a more comfortable feel, and the quiet weather looks to stick around for Thursday and Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, evening, rain and wind, then partial clearing late, muggy with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, rain ending early, diminishing wind, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, rain ending early, diminishing wind, humid, a low around 70, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and muggy, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, rain ending early, diminishing wind, muggy, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, mild, not too humid, a high around 80, and on Friday, partly sunny, maybe a shower well south of Albany. It'll be pleasant, with a high around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.